when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there, wherever you are. You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio. We're the only radio station I know on the face of the earth that we dedicate our sole purpose here is to fight global white genocide, and it's picking up at speed every day. All you Blood River Radio family, I know I'm just preaching to the choir because you know what's going on, but a lot of people out there, they have no idea what's going on. But we're going to talk about some of that stuff tonight. But anyway, just in case you hadn't looked at the calendar, it is April the 22nd in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2023. We always say that there's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ, Almighty God. That is true. There's no other way, people. Anyway, once again, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We're going to have a great show tonight. But listen, we have probably our favorite guy on tonight. He's our leader. He's the president of the League of the South. I'm sure you all know that. Rand couldn't make it tonight. Alabama Lone Wolf, a.k.a. Redneck, coon hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting guy. He has a bulldozer stuck down in the woods that has a track came off the bulldozer. So he couldn't be here tonight. They got to get that bulldozer going, man. They really do because it's a lot of money tied up there. But anyway, we have Deer Doctor General Michael Hill on. And you know, people, this is a Christian show, and you know, anytime Dr. Hill's on, he so graciously agrees to open our show to go take us to the Lord in prayer. And so, Dr. Hill, my precious brother, you say hello to the audience if you want to, and then go ahead and do your prayer anytime you get ready, sir.
All right, I appreciate you having me on, Eddie. Let's bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day to serve you. We pray that you will equip us to be your good and faithful servants. We pray that you'll give us wisdom and strength and courage to go into battle on your behalf. And we pray that our enemies will be destroyed, completely and utterly destroyed. Father, we pray now that all the words that we say today will be for your honor and glory and for the edification of our audience here. And we pray that all we do in our lives from this point forward will be for the advancement of Christ's kingdom on this earth and for your victory over your enemies and ours. Now we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1,000 times. Dr. Hill, before I talk about the donors, our prayer, the last time I gave us a prayer, it got us deplatformed again. So our webmaster, God bless him, he works so hard. Dr. Hill, I think this is about the fourth time we have to go to another hosting site. I guess I'm going to try to reel it in just maybe 1 degree out of a thousand points, turn it down to 999 or something, because I think we're starting to run out of hosting sites.
You're not going to do that.
But I don't want our dear O'Shawn, God bless him. He keeps us going, and he loves our show. He loves us, but I'm afraid he's going to get wore out and lose his patience because, I mean, really, I think this is about 5 times we've been deplatformed and all that stuff because they said that we talked about violence, but I backed it up. I backed it up with just with nothing. I didn't say anything that King David didn't do. That's just a hint, but I better not go there. But anyway, I've got a couple of cards to read here tonight that really take it really lights me up when I get cards. And we also, I'm going to tell our donors, we have my brother, Purple Heart brother. He's my brother, old Vietnam brother. He's paid the price up close and personal, and he's got the old limp and the old Purple Heart to prove it. To show for it. Thank you so much, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we also have, he sent a big donation in. He sent a card I'm going to read in a minute. We also have Paul of West Virginia sent a nice card, nice donation. Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you so much, Jay-Z. And also Harold. This relatively new listener and donor, Harold of Jonesboro, Arkansas. Thank you so much. We cannot get by without those donations. We surely can't. And I have a card here. I'm almost sure I did not read this, but I've got it's kind of long, but I got to read this card. This is what Jay-Z, Purple Heart buddy from Zone, Blood River Radio Zone AZ, he sent this in. He says, "Hi, Eddie. Just a quick note. Your show is the only one that specifically names the mortal enemy of Christian white people." I think that's part of the reason God's kicked off me naming those. The Jews. "As you point out, all of the genocidal policies destroying white people are financed and sponsored by Jews. In the area of AZ I live in, I sense more and more of our people are realizing why their quality of life is collapsing. I hope so. Hope they realize that. The Judeo-commies are openly trying to seize control of the United States by stealing elections and letting the ends run wild. I hate them. I can't always listen to Blood River Radio live, but I make it a point to listen to the podcast as soon as possible." That's why we have to keep that website up, and thank God it's up again. Eddie, your coverage and the courage of your courage and the courage of your guests is contagious and uplifting. I pray your other listeners feel the same. Sorry about your loss of family members. We had five just since the last week of October. I believe our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ calls us home to a better place. Stay noble, brother. Stay noble, brother Jim." I wouldn't take anything for that card. And we have another one here. This is from Nancy Hitt. She sent this card. She says, "Eddie and Brenda, to extend sincere sympathy and let you know that others are thinking of you." Because we had, my wife's lost two sisters just since February 24th. Lee Cochran died. I had two other really dear, dear friends die. One of them was only 41 years old. It was Alabama, Selma, Alabama. She died suddenly, just healthy as a rat, 41 years old. Here's another. This guy here sent an essay in. And I'll let Nancy's going to be on third hour, so we'll let her talk about this more. It says, "Blood River Radio, here's my southern essay. Haven't done an essay in like forever. Please give us some slack. Lots of LOL. I'm sending my donation next week when paycheck comes in. Love the third hour of your show when Miss Braveheart and Miss Nancy comes on. Powerhouse hour. Micah in Communist Maryland." So Micah, he sent an essay in. I'm not going to read it, but you know, Dr. Hill, if you know it or not, I got to make this quick. I get Dr. Hill on. We did the entire month of March. We started the last week of February and did the whole month of March on white / Southern history, Confederate history. And right. We got this idea. We told people if they would write an essay on anything that Gene covered, Gene and Nancy, they're the professors. I just brought them in out of the breaks. If they sent in an essay, we would have Gene and Nancy to grade it. So I forward that essay to Gene and Nancy, and they're going to grade it. And we've even got degrees we're going to send out. we really, that's right. We're going to send them a degree, Blood River Radio Institute of History, Southern History, Southern, I might say. And we're going to send out that with a Confederate battle flag along with that.
Wonderful.
We thought we got a kick out of that. But anyway, Dr. Hill, we're in here tonight, and I think I know what you're going to talk about. But, you know, I guess I'll just open by saying, Dr. Hill, I don't think Charlottesville will ever die, will it?
Well, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to. And obviously, that could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. I think we'll have to wait and see. But since I trust in the Lord and believe in his divine providence, in all things, I'm going to look at it as a great opportunity for us to continue to press for the true narrative about what happened up there. Gosh, it'll be 6 years ago this August. So what immediately has opened, reopened, I guess you might say, the story of Charlottesville is the fact that we heard this past week that a grand jury had unsealed indictments against, so far, I think, three, last I heard it was three, of the Tiki Torch marchers who marched on the campus of the University of Virginia on that Friday night, August the 11th, before the Unite the Right rally on the following day. And what happened, to my understanding, is that there was a new DA elected up there, and he's one of these George Soros-funded leftist DAs. And the leftist in Albemarle County, where Charlottesville is located, had been pressing to get a DA to file charges, criminal charges, based on a 2002 Virginia state statute that makes it illegal to set something on fire with the intention of intimidating someone. So what they did is they said, well, these tiki torches were something set on fire, and the purpose of the whole march with the tiki torches was to intimidate people on the UVA campus. So three guys have been indicted, and I think they've been arrested, and they say that there are more to come.
With that, Dr. Hill, we got to go to our first break. Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. We'll be right back right after this quick commercial break.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
And naked, merciless force, if you want to know the truth, people, that's the definition of law. That's the definition of government. Anyway, with that, we go right back to Dr. Hill. I think we ought to talk about, after Dr. Hill gets the finishes this first commentary he's talking about, we're going to get Dr. Hill to talk about these tiki torches. Well, I've never even seen one from except from a distance. But go ahead, Dr. Hill. We've talked about how ridiculous this the prosecutor up there in Charlottesville, they've issued what they call, and I don't think I've ever heard of the secret, I think they called them out-of-state fugitive secret arrest warrants. I think that's what they called them. Have you ever heard of anything like that before, Dr. Hill?
No, I haven't. But I guess there'll be a lot we hear about that we hadn't heard about before, the way things are going. This whole thing is nonsense. I mean, obviously, they are looking, they're combing through the Virginia state statute books. And since there are no statute of limitations on felonies in Virginia, they'll be able to comb through those Virginia statutes and twist and turn the law. And obviously, all you need is a corrupt DA, a corrupt judge, and a jury pool drawn from a bunch of liberals, and you can convict anybody for anything. It doesn't have to be based on a proper reading of the law or fairness or justice or anything. It's just naked power. And they're using, as I heard someone say the other day, they're using the law as rocks to throw at their enemies. I think it's worse than rocks, actually. But I don't know. They're saying that there may be more arrests from those people who participated in that Tiki Torch parade on that Friday night of August the 11th, 2017, going on 6 years ago. But this is selective prosecution. It's political prosecution, and everybody knows it. I mean, and to contrast it, you know, a Tiki Torch, I've got five or six of them in my storage building out back, and I get them out in the summertime sometimes and put them, stick them down in the ground and light them. They burn citronella oil, which is mosquito repellent. So if you've got something going on outside, you're cooking out or something like that, or you got company and you want to sit out in the backyard, you put a few of those up in a semicircle or so and light them, and it repels the mosquitoes. There. Nothing really threatening about them. There's just a small flame. It's not like you got some kind of medieval flambeau where you got it, a big stick, a club, you know, soaked in tar, and it's got this huge flame. You know, it's a threat to somebody. These are just little flames, and I mean, you know, they're not very threatening weapons, really. But look, this is not about reason. This is not about justice. This is not about properly interpreting the law. This is about a vendetta against your political enemies.
Yes.
And that's what's going on. But let me tell you something else. I witnessed this when I was leaving the park on Saturday, August the 12th, 2017, after they declared the assembly there to be an illegal one, and a riot ensued, caused by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, by the way. When I was leaving Lee Park, I witnessed this with my own eyes. There was a Negro, good-sized Negro named Corey Long, who had this homemade flamethrower, and he was shooting it at people carrying Confederate flags. And there's a still photo that we managed to dig up of him doing that with this about 6-foot-long flame shooting out of a, looked like some kind of aerosol spray bottle, or can, rather. And it was clearly a dangerous weapon that had been set on fire. But do you think that this Negro, Corey Long, will be prosecuted under this statute? Well, don't hold your breath waiting for it. But there's evidence, not only witnesses, but video and still photos of this Negro doing this and threatening people not, you know, 10 feet away from him with it. So, I mean, this is selective prosecution. And it's political in nature, and that's what the American legal system, under Jews in the Justice Department and Jews like George Soros buying local DA offices with his money, this is what it's come to. White people, particularly white people who have the political outlooks that we do, will not get a fair trial. I mean, that's just absolutely the truth, the naked truth in a place like Charlottesville, Virginia, or any other left-wing hotspot like that, where you've got these zealous political appointees or political elected officials running the show and are able to simply sit back and bring whatever charges they can before a grand jury, get indictments, go before judges who are sympathetic and sympathetic juries, and railroad people for basically nothing. So that's where we are. And it's just a matter of time before a lot of white folks are going to realize that, that we have a justice system that doesn't work anymore. And if you don't have a justice system that worked, you don't have a legal option to solve your problems. And if you've got fraudulent elections, which we do, you don't have a political solution to your problems, which in my book leaves only one other solution. So, you know, we're getting down to the nut cutting, as they say, as my father used to say when things got real serious. But, you know, as I said again, this is nonsense. But it's going to be worth watching because I don't think the indictments are over here for those people who participated in that rather harmless march. And another thing, you know, these marchers on Friday night, they had contacted the police to let the police know what they were doing in hopes that the police would come out there and maybe keep some order, which they didn't. So if you're going to try and intimidate somebody with a bunch of tiki torches, the last thing you're going to do is call the cops out there to watch it. So there are all kinds of holes in the story for the prosecution, but that will not stop them because, as I said, all they have to do is get an indictment from a grand jury, and as the old saying goes, a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich.
Yes.
And then you know, you get a sympathetic judge and a jury pool drawn from a bunch of communists, and, you know, you're not going to have fair trials. So that's pretty much where we stand with that.
You know, Dr. Hill, I'll tell you what, I love it when you're on. I could do 2 hours on just what you said, what you've already said. But, you know, you've said a lot. You've pretty much almost paraphrased George Washington's earlier, about 2 minutes ago, what he said. I've said what I've kind of say. What law is. George Washington said that government, and I think government's the same thing as law, as you could say, I've just say law, government / law, he says, I'll paraphrase it, it's not eloquence, it's not reason, it's force. He said, and like fire, government, like fire, makes a dangerous servant and a cruel master, if I remember that right. That's pretty much along the line. It's true. That's what we've seen. And, you know, I'm going to start with this guy named DeAndre Harris. You mentioned him. DeAndre Harris, full view, full still shots, videos. This Negro took a very dangerous weapon, a heavy mag light. They're heavy. And he hit Harold Cruz, an older man, in the back of the head. Some of the witnesses I talked to, I wasn't there at the exact spot where he hit him. They thought he had killed him. They thought that the blow from DeAndre Harris hitting Harold Cruz in the back of the head with this mag light had killed him. It's lucky he didn't. Well,
Eddie, he didn't hit him in the back of the head. He hit him in the temple, which is one of the most vulnerable place above the jawline that you can hit somebody in their neck and head area. He hit him in the temple. I carried Harold, drove Harold home the next day, and I couldn't believe the nature of that wound. The whole side of his head, the left side of his head, I believe it was. I can't remember if it's the right or left side, but one of them was swollen so badly. I don't see how the man was up and walking around, to tell you the truth. And DeAndre Harris was slapped on the wrist, you know, exonerated, because he was a Negro and he was in a very liberal town. And it didn't make any difference what kind of evidence they had against him. They weren't going to convict him.
No. You know, Dr. Hill. And the man, DeAndre Harris, it would have been the same thing as he came in. The location that he was, where he was when, well, I hear the music. We'll come back. We'll go back to this as soon as we come back from this break. We're taking a commercial break. We'll go right back to this, and we'll talk about the seizures and how it lines up with our current government. Be right back, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Americans in Sudan are being warned to shelter in place by the U.S. Embassy until further notice. Sudan's military has agreed to help evacuate citizens from the U.S. and other countries as fighting rages on between the army and a rival group in Khartoum. So far, 400 people have been killed, including one American. As Earth Day is being celebrated around the world, President Biden is taking steps to curb pollution in the U.S.
We know public health impacts of toxins in air and water. And there's real effects. So I think it's one of the reasons I had childhood asthma. So many people in that area, we had one of the highest cancer rates in the nation.
Biden has signed an executive order creating a new Office of Environmental Justice. The New York Times is reporting that the Air National Guardsmen accused of leaking classified documents had started doing that earlier and to a wider audience.
The Times review of online postings found someone matching the profile of Jack Teixeira started putting out secret information about the Russian war effort in Ukraine as early as February of 2022. And that classified intelligence was shared in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform popular with gamers, which had around 600 members. The 21-year-old airman Teixeira, who was arrested on April 13th, was an information technology specialist based in Massachusetts who had a top-secret clearance. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Southwest Airlines is under investigation by the Justice Department. The issue, the cancellation of nearly 20,000 flights during the final week of last year, which caused travel chaos at airports across the country. And it's no day at the beach for many in Southern California. A major sewage spill has forced the closure of many popular L.A. County beaches today, including in Long Beach, Marina del Rey, and Santa Monica. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, right back. And just in case you're just now tuning in, we have the one and only Dr. Hill, General Hill. He's the head honcho of the League of the South. And us members of the League of the South, he's our leader. We follow him everywhere. We'll follow him. We follow him into the pit of hell. I don't care what organization you have to have a leader. And Dr. Hill is our leader. We're so fortunate to have him. He's been the leader. I've only been a member of the League of the South since June of 2017. And Rich Hamlin is the one that twisted my arm, got me in. But it was the best arm twisting I ever had. I'm so glad he did that. he wouldn't take a no for an answer, man. We was down there in Wetumpka, Alabama, and I wouldn't leave in that place till I giant up. And that's what I did. And I said I didn't really have money for gas money to get back home. And he said that was my worry. But you know, don't cry on his shoulder. The dude's hardcore. But anyway, we were talking about this Negro named DeAndre Harris that hit Harold Cruz in the temple. Of all places, God only knows why it killed. You know why it didn't kill him, because I know that was my dad said that was his favorite shot when he was a kid coming up, trying to kill big game with a .22 rifle. He said even if the hog or a deer, if you shoot him right there behind that ear, they're going down. But this DeAndre Harris hit Harold Cruz, and I'm going to a point, and then we'll go to Dr. Hill. Contrast that with somebody holding a tiki torch, and like Dr. Hill said. The men that did the Tiki Torch parade, they tried to get, they went to tell the Charlottesville police exactly what they were going to do, and they wanted Charlottesville police to come out there and keep law and order, but they were determined not to have any order up there in Charlottesville. They got what they wanted. They got total chaos. But contrast taking a mad light, hitting somebody in the back of the head with intent to kill. I think that was attempted murder. I don't see why it couldn't be, because that Negro was trying to kill that white man. Another point, that Negro had no business being there. That parking garage was full of people just from the alt-right, because I was there. And he wasn't parked there. He doesn't live there. He had no business whatsoever being there. As far as I'm concerned, it'd be the same thing as that Negro coming into your house, coming to somebody's house and hitting you in the back of the head, and hitting you in the side of the head. And then you, the person, the victim getting hit in the head, being arrested. And I gotta hurry and get Dr. Hill back on. But we were talking during the break about, I watched this great podcast from Augustus Victus. He's a lawyer out of Florida. Did a really good podcast dissecting what's going down in Charlottesville. He likened what went on in ancient Rome. When the Caesars would come in, the dictators, they would get rid of all their potential, all their rivals, their enemies. They get rid of them. So, and he said, that's what we're seeing here in the United States. But first of all, they arrested a president. The only time in the history of the world, the history of the United States, that a sitting president has been arrested. And they did it because they can, in my opinion, for one, because they can. They showed they can. We have a full-blown communist takeover. They showed they can do that. And then they're going in here and they're arresting people for just dinky crimes. These secret out-of-state arrest, fugitive arrest warrants, that comes right out of Stalin's playbook, man. One more point. In the Soviet Union, you could hit somebody, a party member could hit someone, could assault them with a weapon and get by with it. But if you hit a party member, it was a death penalty. So if that's what you're seeing, Harold Cruz gets damn near killed. DeAndre Harris, not only did he get fined, and they caught him out here 2 weeks later with the trunk full of illegal paraphernalia, guns and drugs and stuff. He didn't get arrested for that. Contrast that, letting a DeAndre Harris go, and then them arresting all these people in here, all the alt-right people for the tiki torch flag. That's the same thing that went on in the Soviet Union under the communist Jews, and the same thing that went on pretty much under Caesar. But our communist Jews in Russia in the Soviet Union were probably worse. But Dr. Hill, would you like to take off on that?
Well, yeah, we in the League of the South, we told people about 3 years ago, maybe four now, 2019, 2020, somewhere around there, that we were about to witness a new red terror in the United States. And what that meant, it meant basically that you were going to see a repeat of what happened 100 years ago in Tsarist Russia when the Bolsheviks took over and instituted that first red terror. And we're beginning to see that. I mean, they had the gall, and I'm not a Trump supporter, and I'm not a Republican, so don't get me wrong. I'm not standing up for Donald Trump. I don't even really know who the man is, but he is an enemy of a lot of these people on the left who are pushing this new red terror. And they've indicted him, and those indictments are probably not over. I think he's probably going to be indicted in Georgia and maybe some other places. And if they get Donald Trump in front of a hostile judge and jury, they could put him in jail. This happens in third world banana republics where one party comes in and they use the law, as it were, to destroy their political enemies. And the Democrats realize that we are not in the old America now. We're in new America, and it's a multicultural, multiracial country where you don't have an agreed upon civic virtue, if you will, and you use your political position to use the law or to pervert the law, to twist it, in order to persecute your political enemies and put them in jail or worse. And if they will do that to Donald Trump, which they have, they will do it to the people in Charlottesville. They'll do it to the J6 people, and they'll do it to you if they get the chance, Mr. White Man. And you just better understand the reality of this situation. They are not playing. When I say they, I mean people on the communist left, the Jew-inspired communist left. They're playing for keeps. The conservatives today, we still think we're playing in the old game by the Marquess of Queensberry rules, if you will, in boxing. I'm telling you, the way the game is being played now, there are no rules at all. And it's a fight to the finish, and the winner take all, apparently. And it was not our side who changed the rules. It was the left who changed the rules. But unfortunately, they are in power now, and they are using those new rules to persecute their enemies. And this is just the beginning of it. If we let it go, there will be no democratic republic known as the United States of America. I don't know what it'll turn into. But that's one reason I have been a secessionist, a Southern nationalist, pushing for a free and independent South for the last almost 30 years, is because, you know, we saw this coming, and we realized the best thing we could do as traditional Southerners is get our states out of this mess and get our independence where we wouldn't have to put up with it. Well, we didn't do that. And now, no telling what we're going to have to do to get ourselves out of this mess. But I can tell you this, history shows you do not vote yourself out from under a communist Amen. Dictatorship. You cannot vote yourself out from under that. And you are not going to be able to use the law and the courts to get out from under it if they're in the hands of your enemies, and they are. And that is not going to change until we make it change.
Amen to that. You know, it may be a little bit early to talk about solutions, because we always try to do solutions at the end of the hour. But I was telling Dr. Hill during the break, I had lunch with James and Keith yesterday, the first time we've either one of us had time to really do it. And we used to do meet that all the time. We used to take what we call the tour. We would go down where I grew up. Everybody would roll the windows up, and we'd be armed. Somebody would be armed. We would go down in the darkest of South Memphis, where I was raised. You know, this is kind of an aside, but it's kind of funny. Maybe we entertained our listeners. Every time a listener or a supporter would come into town, back in the old political cesspool days when I was with James in the cesspool, we would take them down, what we call the tour. We'd take them up to North Memphis, which now is a rust bucket. It used to be heavily industrialized. It's nothing now, but it's just broken down buildings. It's a rust bucket. There's no industry there. We had the largest hardwood manufacturing company in the world. We had the Anderson Tully people. We had Bruce Wax, Bruce Flooring. We had Firestone Tire Rubber Company. We had International Harvester, made the best farm implements in the world. Then we would take them down into the darker South Memphis where I grew up. And we would have some people that were these blacks, they're just misunderstood. We can deal with them. So we'd say, well, okay, we'll let you deal with them. We would take them down to South Memphis. And once we were there, Dr. Hill, just in a matter of minutes, they were really nervous. They were ready to get the hell out of there because they have deep freezes. You see refrigerators in the street. And the interesting thing about it, is that the music already? Golly. Mind me tell you about how they would pull old cars and stuff in the back of it before you couldn't retreat out of there. We'll tell you. We'll get back to this story when we come back, and I get to shut the hell up. Be right back, folks.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Smell of napalm in the morning. Smells like victory. Some folks are born, made.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I say this every Saturday. It seems like, I don't know where time goes, but we, just in case, if you're tuning in, you're really late, you missed a hell of an hour. We have Dr. Michael Hill, our brother, our general, head honcho of the League of the South, a full professor of history. The guy is really, really bright, really brilliant. He's got the guts of a lion, but we've got him on, and we've been talking about, just in case you're tuning in, we've been talking about primarily what's going on in Charlottesville with these out-of-state fugitive secret arrest warrants. No one knows how many they issued these arrest warrants. And like I was saying, give credit where credit's due. I was listening to this podcast by Augustus Evictus, the attorney out of Florida, and he was saying, One of the reasons they like to do that, they're trying to put fear into so-called alt-right. But for me, and I'm not a badass. I'm not trying to be courageous. But on me, it ain't working. Communist Jews, you're gonna have to. If you're gonna get me afraid, you're gonna have to try something else, because that ain't gonna get it. But anyway, that's what we're talking about. He said that they're real secret and a secret about what they've done. But I'll throw this out there, Dr. Hill. There's a thousand things we can say. I could go, but I'll just put it this way. He made this point. I keep going back. I got to make this quick. He was saying the same thing. Me and Dr. Hill agree. Dr. Hill mentioned he did a paper on the new Red Terror, and I cannot recommend that enough. Dr. Hill, before I forget, they need to get that paper. Do you still have any of those papers left with the I think there was a two-part series that with Dr. Hill.
Well, it was actually a three-part series in the Free Magnolia back in 2019 and 2020. Yeah, I still have some back issues of that.
Dr. Hill, give them the address how they can get some back issues of all three of them if they can.
All right, well, all they got to do is go to our website, www.leagueofthesouth.com. And contact me in the office either by phone or by email, and I'll be glad to get out there in the league storage building and dig around and find all three of those issues for you if I can. I think we've got back issues of all of them left, and I'll be glad to send them to you. And I would appreciate a little bit of a donation to help me offset some printing and shipping costs on these things, but. They're well worth reading, if I do say so myself. We've been very good about predicting things in the league, and that's because we have smart people who know history and who know how to read the signs of the times, as the Bible says. And God, you know, we don't take credit for that. God's given us some, you know, eyes to see and ears to hear things. And we've managed to have a pretty good track record of predicting the things that were going to happen. And this is one of them, and it's upon us right now. We are undergoing a communist revolution, as we call it, the New Red Terror, in the United States of America, of all places. And people, oh, it'll never happen here, couldn't happen here. We're immune from all these other forces that afflict other countries. Well, no, we're not. We're part of history, and we have the same fallible type people here that we have everywhere else, and this has come upon us now. And I think it's hit most Americans to the point where they're stunned. They really don't know what's hit them, as the old saying goes. But I think once they shake it off and realize, they're going to have a choice to make. They can either become slaves or they can fight back. And we're giving them an organization in the League of the South to fight back in.
Absolutely. I couldn't recommend the people joining the League of the South more. I tell you what, the League of the South, we had a League of the South member here. We do education. The last week, well, me and Jay, for instance, Gene Andrews, a.k.a. the Bitter Ender, he's been in the League of the South for years and years and years. He's the one been doing the education class we just finished in March, or I told y'all people about, I think, the White / Confederate History Week. I mean, the guy, him and Nancy Hitt, they did a college course. If you missed that, you can always go back and listen to the archives. But that's coming from League of the South, Blood River Radio. Also, we had a self-defense course that lasted about 4 weeks. We had Dr. Hill on. We had Michael Tubbs, Special Forces soldier. Anything you want to know, handguns, what kind of handguns, what kind of rifles, how to keep them running, how to prepare for small three, four, seven-man cell operations when the government does finally all the way break down. But that's what we do in the League of the South. If you join, that's just part of the stuff you get. And plus, I mean, you can get a little honor, and you get people that feel like you do, think like you do, white, constitutionalist, Bible-believing, God-loving, Christ-loving American men, Southern men. But, Dr. Hill, and going back to this podcast by Augustus Evictus, he pointed out something that further we keep hammering this in people's head: proof, more proof, all the evidence you need that we have been taken over by communist government. He named this woman, if I remember her name right, Molly Conger, I believe is what he called it. Molly Conger. She must be some kind of a high up operative in the Antifa.
She's a doxer in Antifa.
In matter of fact, I think I remember seeing her. She was, or saw videos of her. She was at Charlottesville wearing helmets and carrying, I think, an AR. You're talking about a straight up dyke. But anyway, he played two videos. He played a news report, the regular mainstream news. I'll just say CNN. I don't know which one, but they were giving the mainstream news. They were telling what all they knew about these secret indictments. Well, I don't even think they mentioned secret indictments, but what they knew, you could sum up in 45 seconds, 30, 45 seconds. It's just really skimpy details they had. Well, then he played this audio from this Molly Conger. She knew she used the term out-of-state fugitive warrants. She named the people. She described the people that were going to be arrested. She said some of them are going back to grad college. Some of them are in grad school. Some of them have gotten married. Some of them have left the country. Some of them are drug trafficking. Some of them have been beating their wives. She gave details that no one would know. You would have to be in the inside, in the guts of the law, so-called law enforcement, with the FBI and the cops in Charlottesville. And he made the point, and so rightfully so, Dr. Hill, that Molly Conger is just, she might not be in the government, but the people she's talking about in the government, they are Antifa. We have Antifa, full-blown communist, running that government there in Charlottesville, running the government in Washington, D.C. I mean, what more? And we just got through talking about what our enemies have done to our people in Charlottesville. Flamethrowers, rich Hamlin got knocked down, kicked to the ground. Our brothers got the hell beat out of us. We got pepper sprayed. And that's going on right now everywhere. And not one person is arrested. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, there's nothing a black can do can get arrested. You can't do it. We have a communist attorney appointed by George Soros. But Dr. Hill, what about that? Would you like to elaborate on that? Just what I said about what Molly Conger knew versus what the so-called mainstream media knew. I mean, that should be proof that we're under a communist government.
Well, there have been rumors that she is tied in very closely with not only local government there in Charlottesville and Albemarle County because of the information that she's been able to get and information that she has passed on to them by doxing some of these people in the Tiki Torch March, for example. But there are also rumors that Antifa has some tentacles that go into Virginia state government and also into the federal government in D.C. So I think you may be right when you say that we have Antifa side by side with government here on the state, federal, and local levels in some places. And that's a very disturbing thing. But, hey, it's a reality. The left has taken over. The communists have taken over the system. And it's beginning to show itself on the local level, on the state level, and, of course, on the federal level. And there's only one way that you can, overcome this. You have to organize. To do it. I mean, you just can't wish it away. You can't vote it away, particularly when they are in the process of mastering the art of election fraud, which they did in 2020. They tried it in 2016, didn't try hard enough, and they did it in 2020 and 2022, and I'm sure they're planning to do it again in 2024. So, don't just sit back and say, well, I'll vote for the right people. That's not going to get it. You've got to get active. And when I mean active, you've got to get active on a daily basis on your local level and your state level. And once you do that, it'll become clear to you exactly what is necessary to do to help get rid of this problem.
To borrow a phrase from Alex Jones's show, and I realize Alex Jones, he has a great intel show, maybe intelligence, but I'll tell you what, I mean, the guy he's running interference for the Jews and for Israel. I mean, I've never heard him mention the word Jew or Israel. It's always the Chi-Coms. But he does have one phrase I like. He said that the solution for 1984 is 1776. And I know, I hope I don't get to the platform again, but, people, Dr. Hill, to reinforce what Dr. Hill said, you should know by now, and I'm sure you do, hopefully God, most of our people listening to this program know, voting really is a complete waste of gas, pretty much. It's a waste of time. And that's one thing I disagree with Michael Tubbs on. He said, well, local, look, we have just to show you what I'm talking about, we have a prosecutor here, DA, a setting, an incumbent DA that everybody liked. She was in here 10 or 12 years. This dude, this Steve Mulroy, no one even heard of him. No one even knows where the hell he came from. He runs one time. George Soros openly backs him. And guess what? You wake up, we got him a new DA. There's no way in hell that guy was elected legally. But anyway, about to run out of time, Dr. Hill. But like, solution for 1984 is 1776. Dr. Hill, besides, do you have any part? We're about another minute or so left. I tell you what, give that website before I forget one more time for the League of the South, because the people need to get those papers. You were like a prophet. One more time for the League of the South website, Dr. Hill.
It's www.leagueofthesouthaltogether.com. And if you go on there, you'll find a way to contact me in the league office, and I will be glad to talk to you or send you sample copies of our newsletter, The Free Magnolia, which we're very proud of. But Eddie, I really appreciate you having me on the show again today.
Yes, and, sir.
This is a very important topic. All you folks out there need to keep up with what's going on in Charlottesville, because this story's not over, and we need to get the truth out about what went on up there and what is going on now up there.
And send some money along with requesting for those papers, folks, because it takes a hell of a lot of money to keep the League of the South going. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. I'm sorry we ran out of time. I had a couple more questions, but we never have enough time. Thank you so much, General Hill. God bless you. Please keep in touch. Well, people, we're going to transition to the second hour. We're going to pick up Paul Fromm and my little sister, Monica Schaefer. Hang on, folks.